It's been a few weeks already, but still within the month. The Mincha Saluzer from Munkach, Schus Yagin Aleinu, we had the Schus to be by his kever before, about a few years ago, the Ish Kodesh trip, we went to Hungary, and that was together with his illustrious father, the Darche Tshuva, and his grandfather, the Zayda, the Shem Shleimer, the Baldic dynasty of the Munkach Tzadikim. When he went to the Shin of Arav with his father, the Darche Tshuva, he was a young man still. And he didn't have children yet. And but the Tzaddikim was the very beginning to be Mefarnes, the Enoch Lech of the Noam and the Melech. None of them, they were always running away from the Rabbonis. And they lived very, very poor lives. They had a bracha like that from the Neman HaMelech. Gave them a bracha that they would all be poor. Such a bracha. And it's a special type. My Rebbe always says a special type. The Enoch Lech of the Neman HaMelech. Special type. Somebody came in and the tzaddikim felt an achrayis to take care of the grandchildren of the Neman HaMelech. Somebody came in and he pledged a certain amount of money to take care of some of the children of a melech, grandchildren. And this yid didn't have any children, and he got a bracha from the shin of a rav that he was b'zayichet to have children. So the Darche Tshuva, he turned to the shin of a rav and he said to him, listen, if that's what it takes in order to have a bracha like that from a tzaddik, you know, tzaddik don't just do brachas like that so quickly. I'm here. I have to take money out of my pocket, put it on the table. We're fine, it's at the enoch lech of the Naim Ali Melech. So he looked at him and he said, because his son, Nechasla, didn't have children yet. He said to him, Ben Kach, he's going to have children. So the Darche Tshuva, his father, he grabbed his beard and he said like this. He says, will this beard see those children? And will it happen in my lifetime? So the Shin of Rav was silent. Didn't say anything. So after Darche Tshuva and the Mechasel left the room, so he sent in, the Gabbe went back in to the Shin of a Rav, and he said, you should know, Rebbe, the Mechasel Luzer, he's, even as a young man, he said, Shemadis Masmid, Tzaddik, Yomer Valelis Betayra. So he said, I know that already, and he's going to be one of the Gedali Yisrael. Don't have to tell me that. And after the Minchas Eluzer said that only was only after the Patira of the Darche Tshuva that he had a daughter. His only child was a daughter. And he said about the Shin of a Rav, I mean, he says he was a klar baruch kodesh. He was able to see things mamash klar. Not just that he would have, but when he would have such a madrig, klar baruch kodesh. In fact, a few weeks before the Patira of the Minchas Eluzer, one of the sons of the Devi Chaim, the Shulam Luzer from Ratzfurt, came to be Mevaker Chayla. And when he came to the Minchas Eluzer told him, come, sit on my bed. He pulled out a chair, as if to say, he said, no, I want you to sit on my bed. So they were shmoozing. And he told the Shulam Luzer, he said, that my daughter only has one son. And I want you to know that the doctors are saying that it's too big of a sakana. She's a very frail woman, my daughter. That it would be a sakana for her to have another child. But tell the Olam, tell all the doctors and everybody that don't know what they're talking about, that I have a bracha from the Divrei Chaim that she's going to have another child. Bracha for my father? Give me such a bracha. I've never heard of that. So he says, yeah. He says, because before I was born, my mother had a lot of miscarriages. A lot of miscarriages. So my father, the Darche Tshuva, went to the Tzanzer Rav and got a bracha. That he'd have Shazer Shakayama. So, and he told my father, he said, you can go home. I promise you'll have children. So he says, I only had a daughter. And now my daughter only has one child, which is a son. He says, but I have complete emunah shleima, the words of the Divrei Chaim, that if he said children, it means more than one. He was not made a diak in the lashon of the Rechaim to tell the doctors to be quiet. I don't know what they're talking about. Diak in the lashon. He said, not a word came out of the Rechaim's mouth about That bracha is going to be a miskan for my daughter. She's going to have another child. The minchas a loser. You know, this daughter that he's talking about, his bas yachid, there's a video. You could see the video. It's the only video I think we have of the minchas a loser. Imagine, it's so ancient, well over 100 years old. That the minchas a loser, by the chasna. The chasna they made for his daughter. Everyone from all tzaddikim, everybody from all over came to participate in that chasna. It was being filmed, and he knew it was being filmed, and it was being shown to the yidden in America. So when he was on camera, so he turned to the and he was going like this to the camera, and he says, "Yidden in my brothers in America, you have to be careful from Chil Shabbos. You have to keep the Shabbos, and the Shabbos will keep you." What?
The Kon Halton Shabbos.
Shrying about. You can see it. It's obviously it's my. It's fire. You see the fire of the Minchas Eluzer. Unbelievable tzaddik what she was. Everything by him was with koilus and broken. Once on Simchas Torah, the person who's reporting this, he says that to see the avoida, like they say about the divya, it's the samara, it's avoida, Hoshana Rabbah and Simchas Torah. He says that the avoida by the Minchas Eluzer in these 2 days, Hoshana Rabbah and Simchas Torah, mamash l'malam in ateva. It says when he came to the words that we say in the Hashanah, it says, "Bavur David Avdecha, Atashe Pnei Mashiachecha." Not to turn away Mashiach Tzidkenu. So he says, he threw himself on the floor, Minchas Eluzer, and he started to scream. He says, "Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm prepared that for your covenant that everyone should step on me. They should step on me. That I should see just one moment of the Sakin Oyel B'Machus Shaka." That he said, Bechias on the floor, screaming in Banishlan. And then he turned to the guy, his name was Chaim Ber. He says, "Chaim Ber, step on me! Step on me!" That's what he was screaming.
Lucky I was in there.
Step on me!
Stroke.
No, he did what the tzaddik wants.
Exactly. You're magic again.
Once, the Yid who tells us over the story is the Ab Beis Din in Tenka, the Shlomo Zalman Friedman. He said the following story: that from his mishpacha they were mekayim the minug of the Yismach Moshe, which is to only eat matzah on the night of the Seder, not to have matzah the rest of Pesach. And he didn't know what to do because now he lived in a community where it would be very unusual, but minug. He didn't want to just to throw away. So he sent the shayla about 6 months before Pesach to the Minchas Eluzer asking him what he should do. Shayla nalacha, shayla minug. So he's waiting every single day, weeks, months pass. It's already Erev Pesach, and he doesn't receive a tshuva from the Minchas Eluzer. So what he decided to do is that he baked a few matzahs extra in case he would have a change of heart. But he figured that he was going to be Mekayim Minhag HaVayisav, you know, Shev Al Tayis Adav. So it was the first day of Pesach, and he raised after the Seder, and he was going to go to the Suda now, for the first Suda after the night of the Seder, and he was going to have his matzahs. But he had a chabur after davening with an Isra V'Heter, and a Shaila came up with the chabur. So he went into the library to look at, to find the Sefer, to get the Sefer needed. So obviously he opened up the door, and there was like a paper on the top of the door which fell to the floor. So he picked up the paper, he looked inside, and it said this. It said, "Ke'es acher bedikas chametz," now just after bedikas chametz, "I remember that you sent me a letter a few months ago. And I was supposed to respond to you right away, but I delayed and I didn't get to it." And the whole tshuva, shaka v'tai, back and forth, where he comes out and he says, "Certainly you should eat matzah all 7 days, and you should be mevatel the minug, and you should have matzah all 7 days." How could this possibly be? It means that he wrote the tshuva yesterday. He couldn't understand it. Paper fell like from the top, like from Shemayim. He couldn't understand it. So later on, he saw the Munkacha Rebbe like a short while later. So he was in the Munkacha. He says, "Did you get my letter? Did you get my letter?" He says, "Yeah, I got your letter." He says, I couldn't believe it. I knew that tzaddikim had kvitzas aderech, but that the letter of a tzaddik had kvitzas aderech, that I didn't know. He says it was impossible. It was mamash impossible for the letter to have come from all the way from Hungary to where he was in tent. It was impossible. But that's it. It just fell from the top on the first day of Pesach, right on the floor in front of him. Once it was Pesach Sheni, it was Mincha time. The Chassidim were gathered at the Beis Medrash and they were waiting for the Minchas Elazar to come out. Waiting. It's getting dark. And they were wondering what happened to the Rebbe. So all of the Rebbe, he comes out and his eyes are red. His mamash bechias. And he screams and he says, I waited. Halavai, the Mashiach should come and we should be able to bring a Korban Pesach. He's waiting. Such a munah that he had. Bechias mamash. There was a woman that a young girl that she had a dibuk, a ruach ra, and she was screaming, and the dibuk was screaming inside of her that she needs to come to the Munkat Sharaf. So when she comes to the room of the Minchas Elazar, so she starts to scream. And she says, Rebbe, I was chayte against you, I need your mechila. He says, what did you do to me? I don't know what you're talking about. So he asks who you are. He says, of course, he was just in the woman, but he was actually a man, this dibuk. And he said where he was and his name and where he was from. He says, 20 years ago, he said Lashon Hara on the Minchas Elazar. And because of that, he had to come back, and he couldn't find any menucha in the next world. And he was nesgarish, and that's why he was this dibuk. So right away, the Rebbe says, machalach. And he says, Rebbe, give me a bracha that I should go to the Gan Eden. The Rebbe said to him, he says, go on your path, just get out of here and leave the woman alone. Just get out of here, leave the woman alone. And as soon as that happened, as soon as he said, get out, he left. He says, hundreds of people saw this, and there was a huge hesiris. You can imagine, see such a thing. Tremendous hesiris which came from that. But because of the Lashon Hara that he spoke about in the Minchas Elazar, he did his mechila. One of the very famous chapters in the life of the Minchas Elazar was his meeting with the Sava Kadisha, Alafandri. We spoke about the Sava Kadisha maybe last year. There's a whole book written about it, first in Lashon HaKodesh, even translated into English now, about the week that the Minchas Elazar spent in Eretz Yisrael. Mamish documented Mamish every moment of the trip that he was in Eretz Yisrael. An unbelievable avodah which he had. He says he came out, didn't sleep. He said that I felt during that time that I was in Eretz Yisrael, that I was like in the Beis Knesset in the Aron Kodesh. It's such a charada and a pacha from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. I published it this week and I just didn't sleep. And the whole purpose was to meet the Sava Kedisha. Not the whole purpose, but the goal was to meet the Sava Kedisha. And he felt that the coming of him to the Sava Kedisha would bring Mashiach. So they finally met. And everybody who was there was asked to leave, and it was a private meeting between him and Sava Kedisha. But one of the great Mekubalim Tzedikim of Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, was Osher Zelig Margolis. And he waited behind the door and was listening into this conversation. So he says, part of the conversation was this. He asked the Sava Kedisha, the Minchas Elazar, Ema Saiko Asimah, when is Mashiach coming? So he said to him, he turned to a wall, and he pointed to the wall, and he showed him on the wall where they had to get to a certain point. Maybe it was the sunshine, I don't know exactly. But he pointed and he says, when it gets to this point, then that's when Mashiach's going to come. So he asked the Sava Kedisha, so what's taking so long? It's so close, what's taking so long? So he says, it's mamash oimer achar kasleinu. So the Sava Kedisha said, because the Rishayim of the door, they don't allow the Mashiach to come in through the door. So all of a sudden, the Minchas Elazar gets all choked up. Very choked up, very nervous. He turns to me and says, Am I amongst them? He said, am I amongst them? He's not much afraid that he was from the Rishayim were holding back Mashiach to King. It's to Madriga that he had. He wasn't playing games. Am I amongst them? Whatever what's told over this story. It's one of my favorite stories. said that towards the end of his life, he was suffered tremendously soon. And he was in the hospital in Budapest, very far from his home. And he asked the doctor if he could make a minyan for Friday night. And it was right before the war, and there was a big Sinas Yisrael at the time, which was growing. And the anhal of the hospital didn't want to be maskin. But the doctor had a yiras hakavod for the minchas elozer. Yeah, gvaldik tzura. So he said to him, "You can have your minyan on the condition that you don't scream. You can't scream. It's not nice to scream." So he said, "Fine. It has to be quiet. Fine." So it's Friday night davening. They have just 10 men. That was also what the doctor said, at the minyan mitzumtzum. And he agreed to the tanaim. And they started to say haidu, mincha, erev Shabbos. And it came to the words, yoyimru geule Hashem, asher galu miyatzar, the geule Hashem, that Hashem redeemed them from the hands of their enemies, and me'aratzus kibsa, mi'mizrach ha'mimayav, and he gathered them from left and right, mitzafon ha'miyam, from the bottom, east, west, v'yitzakol Hashem b'tzalem, and they cried out to Hashem in their tzaris. And he came to that v'yitzakol Hashem, and he screamed. So all of a sudden the doctor comes running in, and he says, "Rabbi," he says, "you're just starting prayers and you're screaming." So he said, "You know what? I'll tell you the truth. I could have held myself back. I had in mind that I wasn't going to scream. But the, you know, last night, I was in the hospital with everybody. And there was a patient in the room next door with me who was screaming the whole night. And I couldn't sleep. So I said, this is not a hospital where people are quiet. A lot of the patients are screaming here. So if everybody's screaming, so why can't I scream?" So the doctor says to him, "Rabbi," he says, "you know, this guy had a tractor fell on his legs. He says he's in such utter pain. He says he can't even contain himself that he should scream like that." So Mechazel looks at the doctor and says to him, he says, "My dear doctor," he says, you learned in very accomplished schools, right? And you know a lot about different types of pains, sufferings that people go through from their head and their arms and their body, everywhere, yeah?" He says, "But do you know the Yiddish pain? The Yiddish pain that for 2,000 years we're waiting for Mashiach, and every year we say, maybe this is the year, maybe this is the year. And every year we're disappointed. So how can I not come to the words, Yoyimu Guli Hashem, Eshagolom Yatzam, Renzim Kizim, and to keep myself quiet? Do you understand what type of a pain that I have? It's much more of the pain that I have than the man with the tractors on his legs." So he said, "Do you understand the Yiddish heart's pain?" Once when he was in Carlsbad, a lot of gvirim were there from America, and they wanted to give him money. But he found that they were Machal Shabbos, so he didn't take the money. So they turned to him and they said, "Rabbi, how could you not take the money?" He says, "Tight." He says, "I came to the words in the evening, Yismachu b'malchus ha'Hashem Yishabbos." And he said that the Hashem Yishabbos have Yismachu, they have a lot of Simcha. I said to myself, Bishlam are the people who are working all week when they come to Shabbos, so they have Simcha. But a person like me, I'm not working all week. I'm involved in Avodah and Torah, so why is my Shabbos any different than the rest of the week? How can I have a Simcha? How can I have a Chelik in the Yidden who know what true Simcha? That they're working during the week and they stop working on Shabbos? That they forgo their Gelt during the week of the week on Shabbos? So he says, by me not taking money from a Chal Shabbos, I can have a Chelik for the Yidden who are not working during the week. That I can have my own Simcha Shabbos. And he was already very ill towards the end of his life. So, once again, Rav Shalom from Atzvart, Shlomo Lizer from Atzvart, the son of the Devi Chaim, came to visit him. And once again, he told him to sit on the bed. And he told him that it would be a skula for refuah for him to sit on my bed right now. Shechina is on his bed. And he said to him, "You know, Baruch Hashem, I started to feel better. He's coming out of it." So Shlomo Lizer said to him, he says, "No, it's not. I'll tell you why you're feeling better. You're feeling better because right now it was just Chaf Hei Nisan. It was the Yahrzeit of the Devi Chaim. And I'm coming back from there. But everywhere we went in Sons, there were thousands of people there. Everywhere we went, there were papers everywhere saying to Davin for the Minchat Sharav that he should have Refuah Shlema. So Of course it's not a pelle you're feeling better. Thousands of people were just davening for you. So Minchas Elozer, he became Eish Lahava. And he said, he says, oh, such a heilige day to waste tefillas on this. Such a heilige day to waste tefillas on that. They could be davening for so much more. Such a heilige day to be wasting your tefillas on davening. It's unbelievable tzaddik. He wrote a sefer, many svarim, first of all, Minchas Elozer, which Shas Jivas, which he's named after. And he wrote Shai Yisachar and Divrei Torah, which is the Chassidish svarim, which he, there was a lot of blending of Pnimius and Nigla. It was a Goyin Otzum, Mamish and Kabbalah, and Chassidus, and in Psak Halacha, and it was Kulabe, Mamish Tzadik Shekulabe. He said, he once remarked about his sefer, the Divrei Torah, it's a Shena sefer. It's an encyclopedia of Chassidus, he called it. An encyclopedia of Chassidus. And Halavai, if I should be Zeicha to write the 10th Chelik, he says, when Mashiach comes, I'm going to present it as a gift to Mashiach Tzidkenu. My sefer David Torah. So he has such a pride, the kedusha about that sefer that he was going to present. I'm going to present it to Mashiach Tzidkenu when he comes.